U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez and Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff met with officials from Britain, Austria, and the European Commission to discuss ways to improve cooperation to combat terrorism. After the meeting, Mr. Gonzalez announced the United States will assign an FBI agent to Europol, the European Union's law enforcement organization that handles criminal intelligence. He also says America and Europe will exchange threat assessments regarding terrorism and organized crime.
The strategies, action plans, and practical recommendations that we discuss today will help protect Americans and Europeans from violence and terrorism in the future. Our work, of course, is never done, but the free exchange of ideas and the critical examination of joint proposals, examples of the work we've accomplished today, will help us achieve our goals together.
Secretary Chertoff told reporters the officials discussed how to be prepared for terrorist attacks and how to best protect critical infrastructure. He says the issue of border security is significant to countries on both sides of the Atlantic.
Our progress on border security, this is a matter of great importance to every country, particularly the countries of the European Union and the United States. We are trading partners. We are travel partners. We want to continue to have a robust set of relationships that is secure but that is free.
The Vice President of the European Commission, Franco Frattini, says the officials also discussed the importance of balancing security and individual rights. He says collaboration is vital to creating a system that can fight terror at all levels.
One very important political message on which all agreed is the importance of building a true network of security against the network of terror. Network of security means to get involved all the relevant actors in security field, in the industry, on research, and so on, in order to have operational cooperation in all field of common concern.
The officials also discussed the protection of intellectual property rights and the need for more dialogue between people of different religions and cultures. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.